of Valencia. I got a little rasp there. Like I acted back in the days when I used to smoke. Oh, I sounded like that often. Yeah, I'm Marge and I work at a diner and I have 14 packs of cigarettes a month. Whatever. little bit of Junior Kimbrough there. Classic track, Old Black Manny. I pulled that from a kind of a best of compilation, You Better Run, Essential Junior Kimbrough. Nice little collection of good stuff from him. Yeah, great musician. Love that. You would know. Yeah, you would know, wouldn't you? Queens of the Stone Age did it from their first album there. Self-titled debut, 1998. Great little track we had that. I Don't Want You on My Mind from Bill Withers. Man, that guy could write some songs, didn't he? I love what he could do. Could really paint a picture, though, man. Portrait of a man gone a little bit on the dark side with his love life. Head Rush on Lafayette. David Holmes from Let's Get Killed, 1997. That's just he's a kind of a DJ producer kind of guy, and he does some pretty hip little transition stuff. I started off that set with Santa Maria Merv from Dancing Naked in a Minefield, which sounds just like a fantastic idea to me. Doesn't it sound like a good idea to you? Not. This cool little groovy little Traffic Boom is the name of the track. Pierre Piccioni. This is actually from the soundtrack to The Big Lebowski, but this guy's been all over soundtracks from the early 60s and 70s. Man, this guy's prolific. I didn't know about him until I really picked up on this track here, so I just did a little deep dig on him. He's pretty cool. Pretty cool cat. All right, so next set, we're going to have some fun stuff. We got a little Van Halen, a little Peter Tosh, some more stuff than that. So stick around. This is Radio Valencia. This is the Confluence Cornucopia Cerebellum Cocktail Hour. It is Saturday night on the 22nd of March. Please do donate. Click that little donate button. We need your support. I'm the Alchemist, and I'll catch you on the flip side.
Days and 40 nights. I'm gonna understand. people that I've never seen are kind to me. Is it any wonder I'm confused when I break down? When I break down,
took my hand and led me through the rain.
Oh, man. Yeah, Robert Plant, man. I haven't heard that in a while. That was a really great record. Principle of Moments. Come out in the 80s. Like 81 or 2. What year was that? Let me have a look. See here. Let me have a look. See. 83. I was a freshman in high school when that album came out. Oh, wow. Man. That was a great record. I saw him live during that tour. So that was a... Yeah. Robert Plant was such a great musician after Led Zeppelin. He really did quite a bit. I feel like the rest of the members of Led Zeppelin didn't quite put out the same output in their post-Led Zeppelin career as Robert Plant. Though my favorite Led Zeppelinite of all time, of the remaining forever, of course, was John Paul Jones. I loved him. And he did some great work on his own as well. It was just a little more obscure. All right, before that, we had a Porcupine Tree with a Start of Something Beautiful from their album Dead Wing. An amazing track that was. Alan Parsons Project from iRobot, Breakdown. Classic track from him. Why Must I Cry These Lonely, Lonely Tears, man. Peter Tosh, God, he sang a ballad like so beautifully from that Rastafarian loveliness of Jamaica. The album is called Legalize It. And of course, we were all talking about the substance that eventually did get legalized. Thank you, Raw. Thank you there, Peter. You were a proponent of that. And amazing stuff. With Van Halen to start off the set, Push Comes to Shove. I don't know how much of you know that he's a huge, well, he's passed as well. He was a huge fan of Alan Holdsworth. And I think in that track, you can really hear the slurred phrasing that Alan Holdsworth used a lot in his music, predominantly emanating from that song. It is so beautiful. Amazing track. And I always loved it when Van Halen did the kind of swarmy, kind of bluesy, kind of Broadway kind of songs. I thought that really suited them well. Especially broke up some of their, you know, their rock and classics and stuff like that. And I just think that when he left the band lost that. And that's why the second iteration with Sammy Hagar never really did it for me. Didn't absolutely hate it, but I never loved it either. So, whatever. This great track here is called Monolith. It's by Ronnie Montrose. Speaking of Sammy Hagar, Ronnie Montrose and Sammy Hagar teamed up on Ronnie's first record, you know, that Your Rock Candy Baby and Bad Motor Scooter, you know, that stuff. Classic stuff. But yeah, this was an instrumental album that he did back in 1988 called The Speed of Sound. So that's all good. All right, we're going to move on to the next set now. We've got a little anecdote. And Animals is leader, so stick around. We'll be right back. Radio Valencia, I am the Alchemist. Conflux Cornucopia Cerebrum Cocktail Hour. Okay. Just heard some Muse there. That was the title track from the album The Resistance, came out in 2009. Which I think was probably the last time they put out a full record that I absolutely love from top to bottom, right? So they've had some stuff from recent albums that I've liked, liked a lot even. I mean, as an album, I think everything they did up from the very first album up through The Resistance, cover to cover, every song was great. And then it was cherry picking time. So I don't know. They did get a pretty big commercial rating. Yeah. Speaking of which, we got Dave Matthews Band playing right now. So when this band came out, everybody was high on this band, going, wow, these are really cool, man. This is different. This is unique. And then a few years later, he'd been successful, and everybody was like, I'm sick of this dude. He didn't do any change. He never really did anything different. He, like, did not deserve the hate that he's received. I swear to God. But, yeah, it's like one of those bands that I guess I can call it my guilty pleasure because most of my friends don't care for it. Anyway, before that, we had Animals as Leaders, Joy of Motion. Great record from them. Came out in 2014. Amazing the development of guitar music over the decades. I mean, since they started getting out, like, Jeff Beck and then Joe Satriani and then the Yngwie Malmsteen and the thing like that. You know, that whole led to a band like Animals as Leaders to be in existence. And but they, I think they take a lot of their chops, a lot of them from the Meshuggah tree, with that mathematic rock sound. Or but they just have a melodic tone, and it's just so beautiful. Opening track was called by Anecdote, and it's called Shooting Star from their album Until All the Ghosts Are Gone. Apparently, some are still remaining. We've been chasing them out for years, but there's a couple hanging around. They got a lingering clause. Lingering lingerie and ghost. How about that for a specter? All right. So this track's called Number 34 from Under the Table and Dreaming. Next set, we're going to do some fun stuff here. We got some Pink Floyd, Blue Oyster Cult, and more. Getting a little bit of the classic rock vibe into the next set, but we're trying to go into some a little bit of the deep dive song tracks. So stick around. I think you're going to enjoy the rest of this set. I think we got one, two sets left before we can call it good night. And I've been having a great time with you guys tonight. So stick around for the rest of it. There's only about an hour left on Radio Valencia. Transmission from the mission to the rest of the world and then back again. Yes, emissions on the mission floor. Ew.